This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about not being afraid to take action. So recently, I was talking about how Peter appeared to be in an impossible situation as he was imprisoned and placed under the guard of four squads of four soldiers. And then at night, he was chained between two soldiers when he slept. And I talked about Peter's situation appearing impossible. But then, of course, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared before Peter. But this time when I reread this passage, I focused on the specific instructions the angel gave to Peter. So his first instruction is, Peter, quickly get up. And as Peter got up, the chains fell off his wrist. And then the angel instructed him, get dressed and put on your sandals. Once Peter had done that, the angel told him, now put on your coat. After that, now follow me. So what I see is that while God will certainly handle the impossible in our lives, in other words, when we're in that tight place, we should look to God with a sense of expectation that He is going to deliver us and to get us out. But what this angel is showing us is that God is not going to do for us what we can do for ourselves. And this is very important because sometimes in my own life, I have become so overwhelmed by what appears to be an impossible situation that a sense of paralysis can come over me and I don't do anything at all. And so if you're in a similar place, let us together focus on these words. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, take action.